Here's a program note. Tomorrow on Day to Day, the results of an unusual creative collaboration. Now picture this. You're a young writer in Hollywood, in this case, very young. You've written your first screenplay. Somehow you get it into the hands of Oscar-winning actor Dustin Hoffman, and this is his reaction.
It's terrific. I couldn't believe that someone who was just 11 years old, you know, could have written something not only this imaginative, as sophisticated as this.
That's right. 11-year-old Kenny Juarez, a Los Angeles elementary school student, wrote a short play back when he was 9. This was part of a mentoring program in the LA Public Schools run by the Young Storytellers Foundation. It pairs kids like Kenny with professional screenwriters. They help the kids come up with their own original stories. The plays are then performed in staged readings by professional actors. So what was Kenny's reaction when he found out that Dustin Hoffman would appear in a radio version of his play? Actually, he didn't know the name of the actor as well as a more seasoned writer might.
Before, I didn't know. People were telling me he was from Tootsie.
Tootsie, that's right. Well, the writer and the actor did meet in our studios here at NPR West and created a remarkable radio play called Sliced by an Artist. This is the story of Johnny, the drinking straw. He lives in a Sizzler restaurant in Detroit, and Johnny has big dreams.
I'm trying to be the greatest straw ever. In order to do that, I have to be used 35 times.
But then a sculpturist, as Kenny calls her, sits down to drink her water with a straw and gets an idea about how she might complete a sculpture that she owes the governor.
Maybe if I use this straw, I could form the governor's sculpture. It's even bendy.
I don't want to get cut.
Tune in for Dustin Hoffman and the most animated group of utensils you've ever heard, the world premiere of Sliced by an Artist, tomorrow on Day to Day.